Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, where we take stories written by kids and turn them into awesome radio plays. It's the dog days of summer, and your hosts, Peter and Lee, are taking a summer hiatus to prepare for our very exciting relaunch of the podcast later this fall.
We're making the podcast better than ever before, and best of all is we will soon be coming to you, our listeners, to ask you to write us some brand new stories.
Listen up for that info coming up soon, but while we're away, we're going to keep putting out episodes with a grab bag of our favorite stories.
Today we have two unreleased stories for you.
The first one comes to us from a first grader from San Francisco named Hannah.
And Hannah's story is called
I Love Babies.
I Love Babies.
Cause they are cute. I love babies. Cause I was once a baby. I love babies. Cause they are cute. I love babies. Cause I was once a baby.
Mom loves babies too. So do my dad and my brother.
Yes, I do. I love babies a lot.
But I love them more. Love them more. More than my whole family.
I almost forgot.
I love them.
I love babies cause they are cute. I love babies cause I was once a baby. I love babies cause they are cute. I love babies cause I was once a baby.
And finally, I must admit something.
Let's be real.
I know it might come as a bit of a surprise to you all, but babies are really cute. Babies are really cute. Babies are really cute. Babies are really cute.
Babies are really cute. Babies are really cute. Babies are really cute.
Y'all ever seen a baby?
Babies are really cute.
They're like this tall. And their legs
are really cute. Babies are really cute.
Babies are really cute. Babies are really cute. Babies are really cute. Babies are really cute. Babies are really cute. Babies are really cute. Babies are really cute. Babies are really cute. Babies are really cute. Babies are really cute. Babies are really cute. Babies are really cute.
'cause we were once babies.
The end.
Wow, Peter, you know, after that song, I didn't think I could love babies more, but I think I do love them even more than I did before.
You know, I love babies, but now I love them because they are so cute, and this story reminded me how cute they actually are.
They are so cute.
You know, you kind of look like a baby.
Hey, thanks. Is it my big eyes?
Yeah. Oh, Lee, you're so cute.
How cute you are.
All right, you can stop.
Look how cute you are.
All right, I know.
Sorry, I forgot you're not a baby.
I'm not an actual baby. I just look like one.
But you're really cute.
And I dress like one.
And you're my boss. You're my boss, baby.
All right, this next story comes to us from a 9-year-old from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Her name's Sienna.
And Sienna's story is called
Trip to Happyburg.
Honey, is the car all packed?
Packed and ready to go.
Where are those kids?
Hey, Sienna, let's get moving.
I'm coming.
Oh, and don't forget your brother.
I'm right here.
Great. And it's time to start our vacation to Mississippi.
Yeah.
All right, and we're off.
Are we there yet?
Oh, now, don't be silly. Mississippi is a long way from Milwaukee.
That's right. And to get there, we're going to have to go drive straight east.
East? Dad, don't you mean south?
Sienna, don't you think I know what direction Mississippi is? See up ahead? That vast blue liquid landscape rapidly approaching? That must be Mississippi.
Vast blue liquid landscape? Is that what Mississippi looks like?
Dad, that's not Mississippi. That's the Atlantic Ocean.
Now, Sienna, I think I'd recognize the Atlantic Ocean when I see it. And straight ahead of us is definitely the Atlantic Ocean!
Into the ocean, and now we're sinking!
Kids, don't panic! Everyone just put on these emergency wetsuits!
Emergency wetsuits? When did we get those?
Well, we didn't, actually. Hey, that's a good question. Oh, would you look at that? I just noticed that this isn't actually our car.
What?
Gosh, I must have accidentally packed our neighbor Bob's car. Gee, I remember the first time my dad accidentally stole the neighbor's car. It was 1963.
Dad! But honey, the stories can wait. We're currently sinking to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, probably. Right. All right, kids, let's get on these wetsuits. All right, stretch
ow,
in there.
Ow,
it's a little tight. Okay. All right, everyone's set. All right, let's go out and explore.
Look, I found a seashell.
Ooh.
I found a starfish.
Ah.
I found a dirty old shoe.
Ew. Hey, look at this. I found the lost city of Atlantis.
Ooh. Ooh. Let's go in.
There are mermaids everywhere.
Welcome to our city.
Oh, why, thank you.
Oh, look who's approaching on those seahorses.
Who dares enter the great city of Atlantis? Answer with haste, for I, the Mer-King of Atlantis, waits for no one.
Sorry to barge in. My name is Sienna, and this is my family, and we're just visiting.
Visiting? Well, you know what that means. It means that we have guests.
Oh.
Come, let me show you our lovely city, Happyburg.
Happyburg? I thought it was called Atlantis.
Don't be rude.
Sorry. Yes, Happyburg. The place where if we get sad, this is the place to be.
Sweetness!
Yes! Aptly put, young sir. Sweetness indeed. Now go forth and have fun, and call me when you're leaving.
Yes, your majesty!
Oh, no need for the formalities. Just call me Marcy.
Marcy? Your name is Marcy?
yes, of course. Why is that funny?
Oh, no, it's not.
No, seriously. Marcy is a really cool name for the King of Atlantis to have.
Then why are you laughing?
We're not.
Oh, yes, you are. I can clearly hear you, and you're totally laughing. Seriously, guys, what is the deal?
It's nothing. We're totally fine. We're going to head out and explore Happyburg now. Thanks for the warm welcome.
Very well, then. Enjoy your stay in Happyburg.
Day we've had today, spending it in Happyburg.
You said it, sis.
Ah, my friends, did you have a fun time here in Happyburg?
Yes, thank you so much for your hospitality, Marcy.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
But it's time for us to go home now.
Ah, very well, my new friends. But before you leave us, I would like to give you this gift. It is a magic fish.
I'm a magic fish.
This magic fish can take you anywhere.
Anywhere?
Yes, even the future or the past. Just tell him where you want to go and he'll take you there.
I'm a magic fish.
Yes, we know that fish. Thank you.
Wow, we can go anywhere, family. Where should we go?
The Mississippi?
The moon?
The future?
No!
Huh?
Let's just go home.
You know what, Sienna? That sounds like the best idea I've heard all day. Magic fish?
I'm a magic fish.
Yes, we've got that. Take us home!
Whoa!
Visit us again someday!
Goodbye, Marcy!
Stop that!
I'm sorry.
Whoa!
Wow, we're back! We're back home!
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
I'll get it. Oh, hi, Bob! What can I do for you?
Hey, Ted. Have you seen my car around?
Ooh!
The end!
Thank you all so much for listening to today's podcast. If you want to see the Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City, where we perform on select Saturdays at our theater in Midtown Manhattan. Check out storypirates.com for details, times, and tickets.
Don't forget to visit iTunes and rate and review this podcast. It really helps more people find out about it. So thanks in advance.
And we will see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.